Ladies and gents, Bryant McFadden, welcome back once again, Champions Collective Podcast. We got another outstanding show for all you football lovers out there tuning in, checking us out, listening to us, and watching us, of course, on YouTube. Our guest, big-time star, big-time player, finally back on the football field, by the way. We will tap into that with him, but make sure you follow him on Instagram at Fabe, F-A-B-0. On Instagram, Twitter, follow him at Fabo_54, no other than redshirt junior defensive tackle from Florida State, Fabian Lovett. Fabe, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Thank you for joining me once again. The last time we talked to you was right after the big time win against LSU. A huge win that night. You balled, defense balled, the entire team balled, but you suffered an injury that kept you out for quite some time. How did it feel to return a few weeks ago against Georgia Tech?
Amazing, man. Honestly, amazing. It felt real good to be back out there with my guys and running around and hitting people. It's just, I learned a lot being hurt and being able to see things from like a coach's perspective. So it helped improve my game when I got back also.
Yeah. And what were some of the biggest hurdles you had to face just being on the sideline, not being able to play?
Honestly, fighting the urge to go put my equipment back on. That's probably the hardest thing. Probably fighting the urge to put my equipment back on when I know it's plays I could guard that and make. And that probably would have helped and help win certain games.
I mean, when you look at your return to the lineup against Georgia Tech, then Miami, and then against Syracuse, clearly when you're in the lineup, when zero is in the lineup, your presence is felt. How are you in regards to health? Are you 100%? Because I can't tell if anything is bothering you when I watch you play, man. You out there being a disruptor. You playing on the opposite side of the line of scrimmage. I mean, you controlling the battle in the trenches, but where are you in regards to your health right now?
I'd probably say I'm almost at 100%, but you know how it goes. It's a process, man. You never know. It's a process. It's slow, but it's coming along slowly but surely. I'm almost there, but I'm comfortable enough where I can play and do what I need to do.
And talking about doing what you need to do, a few weeks ago against Miami, you know, you had a huge game. You had a sack, dominating performance for the defense. How did that ball game feel for you as an individual?
Honestly, it felt good. It felt real good coming back and being able to make plays and be effective as I want to be and dominate like I needed to do and help the team out. It felt good. It felt real good, man. It felt good. That's all I can really say. It felt good just to be back out there with my guys.
How did it feel after that ball game? And one thing people don't know about Mike Norvell since he's become the head coach, you guys have a nice tradition, you know, involved with the team. It seems like a player is selected to break the rock with the actual the hammer. How did it feel to be able to have that hammer? Matter of fact, I had an opportunity to hold that hammer after LSU. I didn't realize it's that heavy, bro. Well, you got to really brace yourself to even swing it. Just better yet, just holding it. It's heavy. But how did it feel to be able to be the player that's selected to break the rock?
Man, honestly, I ain't gonna lie to you. You can even see it on some of my teammates' Instagram live. Like when they asked me to break the rock, I was kind of like, whoa, like I had a decent game, but I didn't have just like a game like most of a lot of my other teammates had. But it was cool. It was a great experience. I enjoyed it. That was a dream come true for real, to be able to break the rock.
That's a good tradition, but yes, listen, for our listeners and our viewers checking us out, that hammer got to be at least 40 pounds, probably 40 more. To 50 pounds. Might even be heavier than that.
Probably more, honestly. It's probably more than that, honestly.
Yeah, got to be even heavier than that. I would like to, number one, thank you, Fabo, because when you were out of the lineup, when some of the other key contributors were out of the lineup in the defense, I was talking in the media saying, listen, when we get all our soldiers back in the lineup, our defense is going to ball out. Yeah. I said, it starts and stops with the guys in the trenches. When they all there, led by zero, our defense is going to ball out. And thank you for proving me right, allowing my statement to be right, because since you've been back, since Verse has been back healthy, our defense is taking off. But tell us a little bit about the improvement, you know what I mean? Because the talent is there. And of course, you know, when you're missing key contributors, there might be a big drop off. But when you guys have jumped back to the lineup, I mean, you guys have been balling. What has been the biggest difference over the last 3 weeks, especially knowing that everybody is healthy now?
Honestly, I'll probably have to say probably the focus. Mm-hmm. Like, me being around and me being able to help the other guys and lead the team and being able to be that voice like I always be, like, I feel the void. You feel me? Like, I did everything I needed to. It's just, I want to say it's a big difference. I just feel like I contribute, and like, not even just like me playing, like my energy, the energy I give. Like, for a prime example, like today, we had a lot of guys that came in the meeting room and was like, bro, I ain't feeling it today. Mm-hmm. But my practice, I brought the energy, I brought the juice, and we had a good practice on defense today.
Mm. So I like that. That's the unique sign of leadership, though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's what being a leader has taught me, though. You can get somebody to do something easily just by motivating them to do something.
Or, yeah, I love it.
That's my thing. I'd rather encourage you and motivate you than cuss you out and do all that extra crazy rah rah stuff. You feel me? Yeah. But if I need to take it there, we can take it there. But I'm a non-confrontational guy. I like to take the easy way out. So if we ain't gotta have no confrontation, we ain't gotta have no confrontation. But if
and lead by example, you know, lead through your actions. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that you have done. I know the answer to this question. I have a strong opinion in regards to this question I'm going to ask you, but I want to get your personal assessment. What kind of difference do you think you would have made in those three losses in October if you were on the football field? If you guys were fully healthy on the defensive side, you in the lineup, what type of difference would have been made?
We win those games. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I said that too.
I don't care what no coach say, what nobody, we win those games.
All right, listen.
If anybody noticed, the problem in those games were we stopped the run, but we didn't stop it how we were supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just probably like the biggest thing. And plus, Verse was out also. And when he did play, he got limited reps.
Mm-hmm. So,
We weren't fully stocked. We had a bunch of, I ain't gonna say we don't have talent, but we just have a lot of guys that aren't as much experienced as we are.
Experience is important, though. That's just the name of the game. When you have guys that are missing, that are big time contributors and are savvy vets, you're going to see a little drop off, especially when you talk about trying to fill that production. I agree with you, though, 110%. I think if you guys were fully healthy on the defensive side, defensively, we would have saw a better ball game against NC State, who you should have still beat. We would have saw a better ball game against Wake Forest. And then, of course, Clemson.
Man.
Think about all the miscues against Clemson on both sides of the football, and you still battle right back to make it a nail-biter in the fourth quarter. And the ACC, for them, they need to be thankful you guys were injured.
Yeah.
Let's keep it real, because if y'all was healthy – what y'all did against LSU was just the beginning. That was the appetizer.
That was just a little taste. That wasn't nothing.
Yeah, that was the appetizer. That was some calamari. That was some oyster Rockefeller. You know what I mean? Some clam chowder. That was a little appetizer. Y'all was going to serve the ACC something real decent if y'all boys were still healthy. The entire year. If everybody was healthy the entire year. That's my belief.
We undefeated. If we all healthy, we undefeated this year. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Facts. I agree with you. And the reason why I feel that way, listeners and viewers, I know y'all might say I'm biased. I went to Florida State. I can care less. But just look at the last three ball games. Just throw that out there. Just look at the last three ball games and assess that film. When everybody on all three levels on the defensive line, linebackers, and the secondary, all on deck. Look at the production led by our guy Fabian Lovett. So. I agree with you. And with that being said, when you guys are healthy, and I remember you said this right after the LSU game, you feel like the defensive line for Florida State was one of the best in the country. Do you still feel that way?
I stand 10 toes behind that. I don't care nothing about it. Ain't nobody as violent and as technique sound as our front, folks. As our defense, period.
Yeah. Yeah.
Period. I stand 10 toes behind, and I stand 10 toes behind all me and my guys.
And one thing the injuries have provided for your defensive line, other guys got some chance to get some reps and get some experience as well. So now the depth is deeper than it was in the beginning of the season compared to right now, because other guys had to answer the call. So, you know, that was a blessing in disguise. What can you tell us about this upcoming matchup at Florida State against Louisiana and the keys to making a comfortable victory, to say the least?
Just doing everything we've been doing the past 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Dominating our job and focusing on us. At the end of the day, like Coach Norvell said, it ain't about the other team. It's always about us. at the end of the day, we focus on ourselves and do what we need to do, we're going to come out successful.
Yeah. And you remember what I told y'all when I got a chance to speak to y'all in the hotel in New Orleans? This is a five-star matchup of Florida State, isn't
it? Yeah. Every time we play, it ain't no, I don't care who we play, what type of game it is, we going out with the same mindset every time we play.
No question. No question. And I want to ask you this question. I know you never want to overlook an opponent, but I know some of our fans would love to hear your opinion about the expectations in regards to the environment when you play against Florida, the final game of the season. I don't know if that will be senior night for some of the seniors there, but, you know, you have an opportunity to go into that ball game. You take care of your business against Louisiana this Saturday to get 9 wins that would be the 9th win against Florida, right? When you play against the Gators, you know how we hate the Gators. They hate us. The same can be said for Miami, Florida State. But what type of environment are you expecting, you know, against the Gators over a week from now?
Honestly, a better environment than we've had at LSU.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, our fans are going to come out. They're going to come support. They're going to come. You were talking about chalk. They're going to have everybody lit. That's why we have some of the most loyal and supportive fans. Like, they might be talking crazy sometimes on social media, but they're going to show up to them guys and show support no matter what.
No question. And you know what, Fabe? You can't say the same for some other universities a la Miami. You know, you're not going to see fans leaving early at Doak Campbell. You're not going to see 60-70% of the stadium empty in Tallahassee. You know what I mean? So if you always want to get the support that you need to get, you know where to go. Come up north to Tallahassee. So, you know, you're an established veteran, established leader. What signs encourage you that the program is fully on the right track, even when you leave Florida State? What signs are you seeing now, like the program is going in the right direction?
Just the young guys taking the right steps and being able to learn and lead and being able to step up to the plate, just like even when I was out, like even when I came back. Like you said, we got depth now because the young guys had to step up to the plate and do their job and do what needed to be done.
Yeah, yeah.
I see the young guys leading. And even sometimes when I'm a little off, they come say something to me and get me back on track. That's even like some certain guys feel like they can't learn enough from a younger guy. But I'm the type of dude, I can learn something from any and everybody. If you know something that I don't know, I'm willing to listen. And I feel like it's going to help me. I'm willing to listen. I don't care who you is. Or what? If you got something and I need to know it, tell me. Like, I'm willing to learn from any and everybody.
I like that. I like that. I like that. A last question for you. Just a few days ago, you accepted the invite to the Senior Bowl, right? That's a huge accomplishment. I played in the Senior Bowl as well. It really helped my pre-draft process and elevated me to get drafted higher than a lot of people thought I would go. But what did it mean to you to get that invite, and why do you want to be there?
It meant a lot, honestly. Like, that's a dream. Like, that's a goal. Like, seeing Marv when I got here, my first year here, seeing him play in it and seeing him being able to go do it and fulfill his dreams, like, it's a big accomplishment in my eyes. Like, that's a dream. Like, that's just something I've always wanted to play in, like, since a kid, since high school. Like, being able to say I played in the recent Senior Bowl and I got the chance to be invited or have an invitation to even go. Like, that's a blessing. Like, that's big. That's a big deal thing to me. Like, you feel me?
Nope. Hey, I trust me. I was there in Mobile for the week, man. And that's where a lot of money is either earned or lost. You know what I'm saying?
We try
to earn it. No question. No question. One thing I can say about Florida State guys that have participated in the Senior Bowl, they've all done extremely well. They've all carried the Seminole head and the spear well. So I expect the same for you. Keep doing what you're doing. When you get there, give me something to talk about. You know I'm a media guy. So give me a little piece to talk about. I'm going to blow it up for you. Just give me a little snippet like you've been doing since you've been back in the lineup, and I'm going to do the rest for you.
Trust me, I got you. I'm going to give you something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But Fabe, man, thank you for joining me. I know you got to get back to your Madden game, by the way. Now, you got an online game, an online name. You know, you might want to have some fans want to lock and load with you on Madden. You know, what's your online name?
I think it's like Fabo.
For all y'all Florida State fans that are checking us out on the podcast or via YouTube, You heard him. If you're a big fan of Madden and you think you got some, he played a PS5, by the way. His online name is Fabo. Fabo, yours truly, Fabian Lovett, joining me here, Brian McFadden, Champions Collective, Florida State star defensive tackle, newly invitee to the Senior Bowl, where he's going to represent Florida State to the best of his abilities. Big game against Louisiana, 12 noon. Make sure you be there or be square. Florida State, once again, looking to improve on their record. Currently, 7-3, have an opportunity to be 8-3 after this weekend's ball game. On the way to trying to get 9 wins in the regular season. That'd be a huge accomplishment. Fabi, thank you for joining me. Thank you for finally being healthy and showing your worth on the football field and continue to be a leader on and off.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.